More Idaho Matters right now. On Monday, Governor Brad Little proclaimed this was Computer Science Education Week in Idaho. He spent some time coding with kids at Syringa Middle School in Caldwell in order to spotlight how important coding education has become for all ages. Now, coding is not only vital for computer programs, it helps with collaboration, teamwork, even creativity in schools and in the workplace. In Idaho, well, we need more kids who can code to fill an ever-growing need for tech jobs. Joining us today, Dr. Caitlin McGuire, Executive Director of the Idaho STEM Action Center, Aaron Todd Jett Hansen, Principal Solution Architect at Intuit, and Dr. Kelly Taylor, a GATE teacher at Hawthorne Elementary School. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Dr. McGuire, let's start with you. Why is learning to code so important in our current economy?
Yes, thanks for having us. So learning to code and just computer science, computational thinking in general is incredibly important for our students to really have digital literacy and be prepared for any career that they take and to support our future economy. But when we think about tech in Idaho, we have one of the fastest tech sector growths in the nation. And with that comes a lot of jobs and a workforce that we need to prepare to fill those jobs. And so by supporting computer science education as early as elementary school will help support our economy in the long run as our tech sector grows.
So Dr. McGuire, this might be a silly question, but can you explain what coding is? Because I think there are some folks who, you know, we didn't grow up in this, right? So we may not even understand the terminology.
Great question. I'll do my best to answer that one. I may kick it over to Dr. Taylor since she's the one that teaches coding. But really it is the behind the scenes of our computational world we live in. And it involves using languages to essentially translate to the computer software and hardware what to do. So everything from our phones to, lights that we use in our house are using code in the back end on a regular basis. And so by students understanding the code, they can sort of see behind the scenes of many of the ways they interact with the world today.
So Dr. Taylor, tell us what GATE is and why it's important to teach children coding. And I know you do this at Hawthorne Elementary School.
Yes, and thank you for having me. So GATE is Gifted and Talented Education. And, the nice thing is I get to work with students in that program, as well as students throughout the school in an after-school robotics program. So I get to work with all different kinds of students here at Hawthorne Elementary. So with that, we have a little activity in the classroom.
That's all right. You're in the middle of school. We get it.
Yeah. That's the teacher perspective. That's right. So flexibility exactly. And interruptions. But, and I'm sorry, the second half of your question, I believe, kind of talked about coding. And if I'm incorrect, please just let me know. But with that, our students work with a variety of platforms of coding and whether it's after school or in the classroom throughout the school. Mm-hmm. Students are working on that. And I really think that one of the strengths of that is the empowerment it provides students to understand they can be contributors and creators as well as users.
And Jet, you're part of Intuit. So for folks who are wondering what that is, think TurboTax, QuickBooks, MailChimp. I mean, these are programs people use every single day. These programs rely on computer code. So I'm going to put a guess out here that coding is pretty important where you work.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely essential. But, the thing that I would add to what Caitlin said earlier is really just having a population that understand the basics of computational thinking and logic. We have tons of jobs that we want to give people in the state of Idaho, and not every single one of them has to code. But if they understand the fundamentals of what's involved, they can contribute to building really cool solutions for folks. And, it's win-win the more people that we can bring into the industry for Idaho.
So Dr. McGuire, correct me if I'm wrong on this statistic, but I believe as many as 60% of the tech jobs that will be available in the next 4 years haven't even been identified yet. However, you do know that those jobs will require coding or programming skills. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so, you know, rather than teaching maybe some of these hard skills for jobs that exist today, it's important that we teach both the hard and soft skills, or what we like to call durable skills, that you do develop through computational thinking and computer science education. And these skills are things like creative thinking, innovation, problem solving, as well as collaboration and teamwork. And so through computer science education, we can really build students and prepare them for whatever jobs come our way in the future, because as that statistic says, we actually don't know what the majority of the jobs will be in the future. But through computational thinking, as well as just STEM education in general, we can help better prepare them to fill those unknown jobs.
Mm-hmm. And Jet, recent estimates are putting salaries for tech jobs here in Idaho.
Yeah.
Between $71,000 and $76,000. And then, so compare that to Idaho's average salary of $43,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, along with basically doubling your salary, right? Almost. What are other advantages at knowing these hard and soft skills, as Dr. McGuire just talked about?
Yeah, great question. And those numbers might even be low for some of the technology companies in town. Honestly, really interesting careers. You know, you work within a team. Everyone's really focused on a goal. The flexible hours, so they're great for families. Not every company is like this, but Intuit, for example, you think about women coming into technology. A woman earns $1.01. For every dollar a man earns. We track that every year. And so people can come in, and there's all kinds of ways that they can contribute. Like I said, you know, we need engineers. Absolutely. We don't necessarily know every role that we're going to need. So just having good raw skills will help you get trained, right? And then we need other people, people that can work with the engineers. You know, we'll go into depressed economies and hire up 500 people to do customer service and other types of skills. Imagine working on the team that's going to create the work hub for that group, right? You're giving good jobs to people around the United States where, you know, what other opportunities do you have to have an impact like that? And so that's something that's really important to how one thinks about what a technology career can do. It. There's coding, and there's other ways to have an impact as well.
And Dr. Taylor, you know, let's talk about the students themselves, and I believe how adept they are to learning code. I mean, I know just in my house, I mean, my eighth grader in English class had an assignment to create a website, and I mean, he goes and shows me this, and I'm like, holy cow. This looks professional. And he's like, oh yeah, it was super easy, Mom. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like completely over my head.
Yes. You know, I always like to prepare other educators that I work with. You don't have to be the expert, because they'll soon outpace you. Right. So we're there to support and guide. And you know, I think going back to both Jet and Caitlin's points there, I just love it because the students are, I consider these life skills, right? Where you're paying attention to details, breaking apart larger problems into smaller, solvable problems. And, you know, that's what they're doing, whether they're creating a website, creating an app, coding a robot, you know, they're tackling all these different components that really builds that critical thinking and makes it possible for them to be successful in challenging situations, right? They now know they can tackle these hard problems and create solutions.
And before I let all of you go, Dr. McGuire, I do want to touch base quickly on some coding workshops that you do. I mean, that these are for you know, all ages, but you're also, and people can find information on your website about that. But can you talk quickly about applications that you're taking now for program expansion grants and teachers can apply for these, correct?
Yes. So we do a lot of work in the realm of teacher professional development for computer science, as well as grants for schools. So the program expansion grant opportunity that we have open at the moment is funding available for teachers that are maybe already teaching computer science and need additional funding to further their programming. For those teachers that want to start getting involved in computer science, we have our iSTEM professional development institutes. These are held in June of every year, and we'll be accepting applications for those institutes beginning in February. These institutes are at 6 locations across the state, so teachers don't have to travel that far. And we reach over 400 teachers a year, so it's a great way to bring together educators to learn computer science and STEM content to bring back to their classroom.
Well, I want to thank all of you for the work that you're doing and for coming on the program today. We've been talking to Dr. Caitlin McGuire, Executive Director of the Idaho STEM Action Center, Aaron Todd Jett Hansen, Principal Solution Architect at Intuit, and Dr. Kelly Taylor, a GATE teacher at Hawthorne Elementary School. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.